This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the last hour, the big health insurance company Anthem and its rival Cigna announced a deal to merge. The price of the deal is what was expected, about $54 billion. Federal health care reforms are designed to clamp down on health care costs, and insurance companies are consolidating in a bid for efficiency. Aetna is already buying Humana. There may be antitrust concerns here, and regulators will be looking closely at both these deals. President Obama is in East Africa today, where he consults with his counterparts on fighting regional terrorism. He's also part of a global entrepreneurship summit in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Kenyan businesses have been preparing, reminding the world early and often about the president's family connection there. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this could help tourism.
I caught David Maria of Nairobi's Capital Limo Services on the way to the airport. He's busy picking up visiting dignitaries and people arriving for the conference.
I've been having so many clients coming in.
His fleet is booked solid, and he says he'll make enough money in the next few days to pay salaries for the next 3 months. Kenyan tour operators are banking on those who won't go home right away.
Oh, we've seen like 40% increase in business and also in inquiries.
Hamadi Dorogi works for Wildcat Adventure Safaris, which, like many Kenyan tour companies, offers a safari with a stop in the hometown of the president's father. Smaller vendors are flooding the capital with Obama-themed T-shirts, hats, and posters. They're hoping the president's visit will bring back tourists frightened away by recent terrorist attacks.
Still, the president of the United States is going to be here. It's going to be proof enough that Kenya is very, very safe.
Hoping the Obama boost will last long after the president's departure. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.